The Gemara Masechta Menachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis quotes a Mishnah in Masechta Shkolim Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah says Amar Yehuda Heid Ben Buchri V'Yavna. Ben Buchri taught us taught the Chachamim in Yavna. Shekol Koyin Sheshoikel, any coin that gives the Machsa Shekel Ene Choyte is not doing an Aveira. In other words, what Ben Buchri is teaching us is that the Kohanim are actually not obligated to participate in giving the Machzis HaShekel, but if they give the Machzis HaShekel, they are not, we accept it from them. The Gemara, then, the Mishnah then quotes Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who held just the opposite. Shekol Koyin She'eno Shekel, if a Koyin doesn't participate, he's doing an Aveira Choyta. But the Kohanim came up with a reason, Darsh Mikrazeh, they came up with a pasuk why they shouldn't have to give. And as the Rishonim explained, the reasoning for Rabbi Yochanan is because the pasuk says, regarding the Machzis HaShekel, Zeh Yitnu, Zeh B'Gematria 12, that means all Shvatim, including Shevet Levi, had to participate in giving the Machzis HaShekel. But the Halacha is like Ben Buchri, that actually the Kohanim do not have to participate in the Machzis HaShekel. And based on this Gemara, there's a very famous tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Shalos Tshuvos from Akiva Eiger, Madura Kama Simen Tes, who wants to suggest that women are potter from davening Musaf. Because since women don't participate in the Machzis HaShekel, so they didn't have a share in the Karbonas Tzibur. And Tfilas Musaf is Keneged Karbon Musaf, which is a Karbon Tzibur. So since it's a Karbon Tzibur, women who don't give the Machzis HaShekel should not have a Musaf, because Musaf is a Karbon Tzibur, and only people who participated in the Karbon Tzibur should daven Musaf. So the Amud Eor and the Shalos Tshuvos Be'er Yitzchak Or Chaim Simen Chof ask, according to this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if we look at Ben Buchri in our sugya, who held that Kohanim don't have to give the Machzis HaShekel, so Kohanim should not be mechuyev in Tfilas Musaf. So the Shas HaTshuvas Mei Noyach gives an interesting pshat. He says, this that Kohanim and Levium, according to Ben Buchri, did not have to financially participate in the Machzis HaShekel, he says, it wasn't that they were totally excluded. Rather, he says what it means is that the Kohanim did the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. The Levium did avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And because they did avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, the avoid that they did is in the place of their giving the Machzis HaShekel. If that's the case, then it's understood why Kohanim have to daven Musaf, because it's not that they're excluded from the Karbon Musaf, from the Karbon Tzibur. It's that they're included, but the way they take care of their obligation is by doing the Avodah. That teretz is sort of a difficult teretz, because our Gemara wants to suggest that there's a special need to teach us that the Kohanim could use from the salt of the kabot that were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, even though the salt was from the tzibur, and the Gemara wants to suggest that therefore maybe the Kohanim should not be allowed to use that salt because the Kohanim don't participate in the Machzis HaShekel. But if this line of reasoning is correct, So then the Kohanim are not, are participating. They may not be participating financially by participating by giving money, but they're participating because they work. So what would be pshat in the Gemara? The stipler in Masechta Zvachim Siman Dalid has a very interesting approach. He says there are actually two separate chiyuvim. The chiyuv of giving machs hashekel is one chiyuv, and then there's another chiyuv of kabonas tzibur. He says that these two chiyuvim do not necessarily travel together. And he says that the chiyuv of kabon tzibur is that every Jew in Klal Yisrael has to participate in the kabonas tzibur, has a share in the kabonas tzibur. The chiyuv of machs hashekel is a separate chiyuv altogether. And he says a very nice raya. He says, what would be the halacha if the fund in the Beis HaMikdash has, Baruch Hashem, enough money? Would that say that that year they don't have to give the Machs HaShekel? Of course they have to give the Machs HaShekel. The Machs HaShekel has to be donated every year, even if there's enough money in the fund. Or vice versa, he says. Let's say they collected the Machs HaShekel, and after they collected the Machs HaShekel, there still isn't enough money for all the needs of the tzibur. So what would happen then? He says they would have to probably make another appeal to raise money for the Kabbalah tzibur. Now that money would certainly not be Machs HaShekel money. The Machs HaShekel you fulfill once you gave the Machs HaShekel. So we see that these two chiyuvim do not travel together. And therefore, even if women don't participate, women, Kohanim, don't participate in the Machs HaShekel, that has nothing to do with the Chiv Karban Tzibur, and that has nothing to do with the Karban Musaf. The Mishnah Shaivitz in Or HaChaim Siman Daled has a different approach. He says that if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, it says, Tiknu Shiyaminyan HaTefillahs Kaminyan HaKaponis. Chazal established the Tefillahs should be Keneged HaKaponis. Shnei Tefillahs B'chol Yoyim Keneged Shnei Tefillah Tamidim. Two Tefillahs every day because of the two Tamidim. V'chol Yoyim Sheyesh Karban Musaf, and every day that they brought a Karban Musaf, Tiknu Bar Tefillah Shlishis. Chazal with Masakin, you should have in a third tefillah. Keneged Karban Musaf. The tefillah she keneged Tamid Shabaiker, he on the cross tefillah Shachris. The tefillah she keneged Tamid Shabain Abayim, he on the cross tefillah Smincha. The tefillah she keneged Amasofim, he on the cross tefillah Samasofim. So he says, if you look in the words of the Rambam doesn't say that tefillah Musaf is the Mokim Karban Musaf, that the Tefillahs Musaf is in the place of the Karban Musaf. If you look in the Lashon HaRambam is this Keneged Karban Musaf, just like he says by Tamid Shel Boiker and Tamid Shel Bayin Abayim. What's the Rambam come to teach us? That it's Keneged doesn't mean that they necessarily travel together. That on the day there was a Musaf, there's a third Tefillah. But Tefillah is separate. Tefillah is separate and Musaf is separate. So even if women have no share in the Karban Musaf because it's a Karban Tzibur, they are still potter from, they still chayiv in davening Musaf. The Tzlach has a different approach in why women should be potter from Tefillah Musaf because it's a mitzvah asay she has man groma. And even though it says the Noida B'Yehuda and the Tzlach, that women have to daven every day, and davening every day is also a mitzvah sasayishas man groma, yet they're not excluded. So he says, very important differentiation. He says that the tefillahs that we daven, the Gemara very often, particularly Masechet Brachos, call them rachmeinim. The Gemara says that tefillahs
a rachman that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that we need. That, and the Gemara always says, Noshi Leboi Rachmi, though women also need to live, women of course also need to daven to Hashem for everything that we need. That's when we speak about Shachris and Musaf. Shachris, Mincha. However, when we speak about Musaf, Musaf is not Rachmi. So it's just a mitzvah sasheshes magrom, but then in Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Yontif, we daven Musaf. Since it's not Rachme, we don't say, since it's not Rachme, it remains a mitzvah sasheshes magrom. And in fact, the Paiskim say, the Maram Shik, and other Paiskim say, that indeed women daven Musaf, even though it's mitzvah sasheshes magrom, because just like we have women doing many mitzvahs, that are mitzvah sasheshes magrom, and yet they do them. They listen to shofar. They take the dal and minim, even though they're technically excluded because it's mitzvah sasheshes magrom. Davening musaf is no different. So according to this, according to Noda Behuda, there's a very big nafkamina. According to Rikivega, women are potter. According to the other paiskim, we said women are not potter because the carbon musaf works for them as well. According to Noda Behuda, they would be indeed potter. It's only that they could be mechayiv themselves, like they could be mechayiv themselves in all mitzvah sasheshes magrama. Which opens up one more question. And that is, what about a boy who's below 20? The machzah shekel only needed to be donated by people, by men, who are over 20 years old. So the question is, could a boy, daven, as a boy under 20, a man under 20, mechuyim in davening musaf, if they didn't participate in the machzah shekel? So there's one pshat, which would work for them, and will work for men, will work for women as well, that the halacha is, that even somebody who's not mechuyiv in the machzah shekel can donate the machzah shekel. So if somebody's below 20 gives the machzah shekel, so he's already part of the karma musaf. And maybe women as well. Even though they're not mechuyiv to give machzah shekel, they're allowed to donate the machzah shekel, and then they're part of the carbon, according to everybody. But then I saw in the Sefer, Nishmas Yisroel, on Hilchos Shabbos, Chelek Beis, Siman Shin Ayin, he makes a very interesting observation. He says, it may be that a younger boy is more mechuyev in davening musaf than an older boy. He says, there's a question when we speak about the mitzvah schinach, till what age is a father mechuyev obligated to be mechanech his son? Is it till 13, or is it even past the bar mitzvah? If we'll say that the chiyuv of chinuch of a father to a son is only until he is bar mitzvah, we'll have a very interesting situation. You'll have a boy who's below bar mitzvah, but could daven already, so his father has to be mechanechim, has to teach him to daven musaf, like he has to teach him all mitzvahs. Once he'll become 13, his father won't be mechuyev to be mechanechim anymore in mitzvahs. So he won't be mechuyev to daven musaf because of chinuch. And he also won't be mechuyev to daven musaf because of himself. We follow the opinion of Rekiv Eger because it's a mitzvah, because he's not participating in the machzah shekel. So during that period of 13 to 20, he wouldn't be mechuyev to daven musaf, even though before he was 13, he was mechuyev because of chinuch, his father had to be mechanechim. He himself says it's an interesting approach, but he says certainly the chiyuv chinuch doesn't stop by bar mitzvah, and therefore just like there was a chiyuv chinuch on a child below bar mitzvah, so too does a chiyuv chinuch on a boy who's above bar mitzvah. But it could be that according to this, it should not be l'chatchila that a man under 20 should be about tefillah for davening musaf. Because if we're going to learn like Rabbi Kiva Eger, if he doesn't participate in the Machzah Shekel, he's not mechuyev in davening musaf. So if he's not mechuyev in davening musaf, so how could he be the Baal Tefila who's might see everyone else above 20 who is mechuyev in machzor shekel and has a real chiyev in tefilas musaf? But the Sayas of Tshuvas Nishim Yisrael says that b'zman hazeh, this is less of a question. Why? He says because in the time of the Gemara, the time of Shas, when they instituted the Chazaras Hashatz, at that time, Chazaras Hashatz was indeed instituted to be Maitzi, someone who cannot daven himself. So someone can't daven himself, so the Baal Tefila is Maitzi him. But if the Baal Tefila himself is not Mechuyev, he can't be Maitzi. Somebody who's not Mechuyev can't be Maitzi someone else who is Mechuyev. But Bezman Hazeh, where the davening is not a Chiyev, where the Bezman Hazeh, the Baal Tefila is not Maitzi, everybody can daven. The Baal Tefila only leads us in the minig that we say Chazaras Hashatz. So therefore, even if the Baal Tefila is not Mechuyev, and the people in Tzibur are Mechuyev, it would not prevent them from being able to be the Baal Tefila for Musaf.